We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, a little bit of a familiar Mishnah for those that kept Cheshbon a few blad ago. Zok the Mishnah, Nazir Shayatame Besafik Umuklet Besafik. A Nazir that became the same person, he became Tame Besafik, and he also was a Safik Mitzairah at the same time. So, like we learned, we'll see in the Gemara again, exactly, he has to go through a whole process, but he has to finish his Mitzairah, become tar from his mitzayra before he starts his process of fixing up his naziris. So we'll see exactly in the Gemara. Where we'll go into more elaboration on this. So nazir shayi tamei b'safik and mukhla b'safik oichel v'kachem achashish miyayim. After 60 days he keep kachem v'shoyi si yayin and he could drink wine and matam l'meis v'achamei v'as miyayim. So after 60 days he keep kachem because he finished his mitzayra, and mitzayra can't eat kachem because he's mechusa kaburim. So he finished his mitzayra, his mitzaras. Therefore, he can start eating kachem. But finishing with his naziris, he needs 120 days. And we'll explain in the Gemara why. Shetaglachas hanega doicha taglachas hanazir bezman shuvadai. Because you cannot take a haircut. So we'll explain now what the pshat in our Mishnah is. Why do you need 120 days? The reason is like this. A mitzayra can't become tar until he has two taglachasim. The first taglachas is he brings two birds. He sends one away to the sada. The other one he shechts. Puts into water, and he dips the ezev into it, and then he takes a haircut. That's the first haircut. That's right after he made chaluta. Then he made safra. He counts after that 7 days. He takes another haircut. On the 8th day, he brings a carbon. This fellow can't take even the first haircut. Why? Because maybe he's not a mitzayra, and he's a nazatar. A nazatar has to wait 30 days until he finishes his naziris. So he has to wait 30 days. Then he has to wait another 30 days because he can't go his next taglachas for his esophic mitzayra because maybe he's a nazatar also. And the first one was al nazatame, maybe. So then he waits another 30 days. After 60 days, he sure can have two taglachas mitzayra. He brings his carbon, he can start eating kachem. But now, what he has to start is naziris, because the days of mitzayra don't count towards naziris. But maybe he's a nazatame. So there, the first 30 days, he waits to get his first haircut for nazatame. So that's 90 days. And then another 30 days for his nazatar. So now, why couldn't he just take a haircut for his nazir tamei right away? Or that he can't, because maybe he's a nazir tahar, he has to wait 30 days. But why can't he do taglachas of mitzayra right away? Doesn't mitzayra doich a nazir? No, because maybe he's not a mitzayra. So the Mishnah speaks out, shetaglachas hanega doich a taglachas hanazir, bizmanchu vade, when it's a vade mitzayra. Havazmanchu sofik in a doich, if it's only a sofik, it is not doich. That means the taglachas of mitzayra is only doich if it's a vade. If it's a sofik, it's not going to be doich. Zok the Gemara, Tana. Medvar Amurim, Gemara on top of Samach Amadala, Tana. Medvar Amurim, Naziris Metas. This whole idea that you wait 120 days only by Naziris of 30 days. Naziris Bas Shana, if it's Naziris of a full year, it's an Oichel B'Kachem Akashtesham. If you wait 2 years to eat Kachem, why? Because you can't take a Taglachas for Mitzayra until you know that, because you're only suffering Mitzayra, you have to wait till you clear on that side of Naziris. So after 1 year, you take your first haircut, and that haircut will be for Mitzayra, and if he's not a Mitzayra, that will be for Nazatame. He waits another year for maybe he's a Nazatar, and then he could take his second haircut for Mitzayra, then he could eat Kachem. He brings carbon to eat Kachem for 2 years. Another 2 years, now finishing his years. Remember, his years is for a year. So the next year, you're waiting a year, maybe he's a Nazatar, not a Nazatame, and he just finishes Mitzayra, it does not count towards the Naziris, so he has to have a year, but maybe he's a Nazatame, so that's his haircut for Nazatame. Now he's restarting for the first time, Nazatar on the 4th year, and that's when he needs 4 years. V'tani Allah, and we learned on this, like we explained, G'alech arba taglachiyos. You may take 4 different haircuts. And the Gemara explains Mamish Vituvatam Vadas. Taglachas Rishoino, the first taglachas, maybe tziparim, you bring birds, the two birds like we said Tzara brings, Vechatas Oif, you bring also Echatas Oif, and that is maybe for the Nazir Tamei, because on the first, it could be you're not a Tzara at all, but you're Nazir Tamei. So the first haircut comes with Echatas Oif, Mesafi. And you bring an oilus behema, maybe you're not a Tamei, you're not a Mitzayra, you're a Nazatar. So you bring an oilus behema in order to take the first haircut, oilus behema. That's what you're bringing. Tziparim for Mitzayra. Chata Sa'if is for the Nazatame. But oilus behema is for Nazatar. That's the first taglachas. You wait 30 days or a year, it depends, you know, which case of Naziris. Shnia, the second taglachas, maybe Chata Sa'if. This Chata Sa'if is not for a Tamei, because There's no tzad, the second haircut is for Tamei. Why? Because if he's not a Metzaira, so the first haircut was for Tamei. If he is a Metzaira, he needs two haircuts before he starts Nazir Tamei. So Shnia, maybe Chatasai, if that's for the Metzaira. He brings Chatasai for the Metzaira. Va'olis Behema, if just in case he's Nazir Tahar. We said there's no tzad Nazir Tamei in this tzad. So either he's a Nazir Tahar now, or a Metzaira, so he brings Chatasai for Va'olis Behema. Shlishis for the third haircut. Maybe Chadis if that's for Nazir Tamei. But else Behemah, maybe for Nazir Tahar. That's in the case, if he finished his whole Metzairah, now he's a Nazir Tahar. If it was not Nazir Tamei, so he brings Elis Behemah. Revius, maybe Karban Taira. On the fourth one, he brings a complete Karban Taira, a Chadis Oil Shlomim, because there, even if they brought the oil already, the oil now be Elis Dava. And the Chadis Vashim never brought, and he's definitely a Nazir. He definitely was a Nazir, so he brings a Karban Taira. That's the Ches. But now the Gemara is explaining even more. Amrit. Teglachas Roshayna maybe. It says, Teglachas Roshayna maybe Tzeparim, Chas Oif Alas Behemah. The Gemara explains. We explained it as we spoke it out, but the Gemara is explaining it now for ourselves. Mamar of Shach, Shafi Kamaisi. Everything he's bringing is fine. Di Vadim Metzairu Hu Vilav Tami, if it's Vadim Metzairu Vilav Tami Hu, Tzeparim Chayvasai. Tzeparim is Chayvah. Vechatas Oif, Safik Azla, Lekvura. Chas Oif Lari was Safik, but it goes Lekvura, you just don't eat it. Va'oila, which he was bringing for Nazatar, having a Dava, it's in a Dava. He can't now take. I put a new gear here. He can't just now wait 7 days to take another haircut, the second haircut for a Metzaira. Why not? Because maybe he's not a Muklatu. And he's a Nazir. That's all on Tzad that he is. We said these are the three components you bring, but he can't take a haircut for 7 days. Why not? Because maybe he is a Nazir and not a Metzaira, and he can't take a haircut. That's the problem. Then the Gemara says, "Vilav Metzaira v'adai hava v'utame then chalas ha'oif v'bichayvasai." On the side now that he's not a Metzaira, so then the chalas ha'oif is a good carbon v'chayvasai. I did Tziparim, I was bringing Tziparim. But Tziparim have Roy Kamas Avdin. Tziparim anyway will be done out of the base of Mikdash, Lev Chum Bazar. It's not a problem. You don't have to say it's an Adav even. The Tziparim, your first Tziparim you bring from Metzaira is fine. It's outside. It's outside in the field. You bring those two Tziparim. It's no shail of carbon, so you're allowed to bring it even with Safik. It's not an issue. That's the Gemara speaking out. The Tziparim have Roy Kamas Avdin, Lev Chum Bazar. For Elis Behem, I have an Adav. Elis Behem is an Adav. Vilav Metzairu and Vilav Tamihu. So then, what is he? A Nazir Tahar. Then Tziparim Avroi comes Avin, Chas Oif, the Kavura, because it's not, he's not a Tamei, and Elis Behem Avachavasai. So we just explained the first Taglachas. We explained on Sari's Mitzairah, so the Tziparim are good, and the other two Kavanas are not good. If he's a Nazir Tamei, so the Chatas Oif is good, and the other two are not Negeya, or the first two are not Negeya, but the Elis Behem is Negeya because he's a Nazir Tahar. Freit the Gemara, the Metzaira, after the second Taglachas, it says, he brings a Chatas Ha'if. Freit the Gemara, Vabayi Asham. The halacha is, a Metzaira has to bring an Asham. Now, we spoke out in the first thing, so he could have really brought a Shlom and Moso with the Elis Behema, because the Shlom and Moso that a Nazir Tahar brings, it also could be brought with a Dava. So why didn't he make a Tanai for that? So Taisa says, Lo Yitzichu, you don't need it, because only there's one carbon to match with the Glachas, you don't have to make two Gabbanas. And what about a Metzaira, the Oil Asayif? Metzaira, all these things are, make them Chusa Kippurim, whatever, but it's not Ma'akev maybe, but why don't you bring Oil Asayif? So Taisa here says, you don't bring Oil Asayif. And Taisa before says, do bring Oil Asayif. This is for a Metzaira. But now Gemara asks, what about an Asham? Abayi Asham. So Gemara says, you take a bring an Asham. Rav Shimoni, Dom Maisi and Masti. Rav Shimoni holds, you're allowed to bring an Asham and make a Tanai. If I'm chayev asham, it should be asham. If I'm not chayev asham, it should be a shlomim. Now, why can't you make a tanai of a lot of kabbonis? Because they're different zrikas. Asham and shlomim, like the Olam says in Ezim Kamen every day, asham and a shlomim is two shnayim shemarba, both same type of zrikas. The only problem is that asham is eaten for less days than shlomim. Asham is eaten one day, one night, and shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. That's the only issue, which tomorrow we'll mention momentarily. I think tomorrow mentions Zom Vez about this. But, or maybe not, but there's a problem of Mevi'il Beis Apsul. I think I'm remembering it from different Mesel Pesachim. But Mevi'il Beis Apsul. The only problem is, would be a problem with this, is that you Memayit in the Achila, which obviously Rav Shimon does not care about. Al Kaponim, the Tite speaks it out. Afki Memayit is Man Achila Asam. But Rav Shimon holds you can bring the Asham Mitnai. If it's not an Asham, it'll be a Shlom. So Echanam, you bring an Asham Mitzayr after the first Taglachas. Good? Taglachas, Shnei Vashim, is good? Very good. Taglacha shniyah v'shlishis. What do you do? Tzipar malitzar. You definitely do not need tzipar. You definitely don't need the birds because you finished with the first taglachas v'matzar in Manavshach. The Ovid, you did it. Samayika. So what's on the second one or the third one? What's the stadim? Dilma vade mochlatu. So chada v'safik sviroi. The second taglachas, which is the first of, after this. The second taglachas is for the safik safra. Maybe he's finished his mitzayra. The third one is the Sufik Tumasai. Maybe he is a Tomei. That's a third Taglachas. Taglachas Revius, maybe carbon Tahiro or Masti. He brings the carbon Tahiro, he brings everything. Chatos, the Oil and Shlom, he makes a Tanai about the Oilus Behema. V'i Vadai Nozahu, this is the Tanai he makes. The Vada is put in the word di. The Vada Nozu on top of Samachamabez. The Vada Nozu, Euler Shen Chayva Vazuna Dava. This Euler is a Dava. Vim Tame Umuchlatu. That means if he was Mamish, he couldn't do anything till now. Then, because he was a Muchlat first, then a Tame. Tame Euler Shen Dava. Vazu Chayva Vazer Shakabaina. This is the Euler Shen was a Dava. And this is a Chayva. And this is a Chayva. Vazer Shakabaina. It's my rest of my Kabbalah. It's my Chatas, my Euler, and my Shlomim.